Invest smarter with the Motley Fool, Scott Phillips. This is Triple M's Money Chat.
You can check out his two podcasts on Listener, LISTNR, which you can download free, Google Play or the App Store, and get it on your smartphone and search Scott Phillips, the Money Man, the Motley Fool. Very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Oh, mate, so well. Love Fridays. Love Fridays on a short work week, by the way. So pretty good, pretty good.
How good is it, mate? Looking forward to the weekend. Now, we're not sure how cash is going to get around the country. Armaguard saying it needs $50 million to stay afloat.
Mate, this is fascinating. So basically, we're using a lot less cash than we used to. Most of the listeners will know that. We had a member event recently. After a room full of people who used cash to buy a beer at the brewery we were at, only one person used cash. Everyone else used the car. Now, that's happening right around the country. What it's meaning is Armaguard, who normally pays for cow to get paid to deliver cash around the country, is doing less work. As a result, they're not making money. They're losing money. And they've pretty much said, look, if you guys don't come to the table, we're going to shut this thing down. Now, they are the last armored car business left in the country. They merged with their competitor about, oh, I guess, 12, 18 months ago. Basically, the ACCC let it through because it was so precarious. But they're now saying, look, and they've called the government in too and said, look, someone's got to solve this because we are not going to keep running this thing at a loss. Either the banks, the retailers, others are going to pay us more, or we're simply going to shut up shop. And if that happens, I don't know how we get cash down from the CBA or Coles or Woolies. So, yeah, look, again, we'll be fine because we're all using cards and everything else. But it really might be a massive, massive change in the way we buy for things and pay for it.
All right. Now, former RBA governor has told the police to fix housing and also tax.
Yeah, it's amazing how vocal these guys get when they leave power. We heard Ken Henry, the former Treasury Secretary, say young people were getting screwed. That's his word, not mine. And Phil Lowe, the former RBA governor, has come out and said, hey, you guys have got to fix tax and you've got to fix the housing issues. It'd be nice if these bureaucrats could have the ability to say these things to governments in power. They probably do behind closed doors. But when the handcuffs come off, when the shackles come off, they're pretty vocal. And I think they're both pretty right, by the way. The tax system is an absolute debacle. Housing is so unaffordable for so many people. Phil Lowe's right. Whether government and, frankly, politicians more broadly in Parliament have the gumption and the guts to tackle these, frankly, big and, you know, difficult issues, but they need to be done. I guess time will tell, but certainly he's not holding back.
All right, now, household spending has climbed.
So the highest growth in household spending in 5 months. Now, ordinarily, you say, well, hang on, we're trying to deal with inflation here. The RBA is still trying to get us to stop spending money. We're spending more. The thing is, if you look at the breakdown, you're right, fuel and food are the two big ones. Not only that, if you look at the breakup to discretionary and non-discretionary, right, stuff we can't do without, that spending was up 5%. Why? Because prices have gone up. The non-discretionary stuff, the stuff we can choose not to buy, actually fell by 0.2%. So this remains the biggest challenge for the Reserve Bank is you want to cut back, get people to cut back on discretionary spending. That's happening. But while ever the cost of the stuff we can't do without continues to go up, it makes it very, very difficult to get inflation under control.
It certainly does. Great to catch up with you, Scotty. Thank you so much for your time this morning, as always, mate. Have a fantastic Friday. Great weekend. We'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, look forward to you too.